It's 5:44. I'm Chris Boros. KUNM's Gwyneth Doland is covering the state legislature for our People, Power, and Democracy Project. It's a collaboration between KUNM, New Mexico In-Depth, and New Mexico PBS. Gwyneth joins me live in the studio. Hi, Gwyneth.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so I understand that this week you reported about some folks, including religious groups, who are trying to limit interest rates on loans they say take advantage of the poor. Where's that issued at right now?
Well, it was tabled this week, and we were there in committee to see that. Tabled is one of those terms that we use that means nothing to the average person. But if you've ever seen The Princess Bride, it's like being mostly dead. It could come back to life, but probably not likely. There is another version of the bill that's coming through the Senate, and that could make its way through there. We're not sure yet. The plan would cap the interest rate for car title loans and things like that, like tax refund anticipation loans and installment loans, at 36%. And the proposals that we've seen so far came through the interim committee process, and they've been endorsed by a bipartisan panel of Republicans and Democrats from the House and the Senate. So you might ask yourself, why is this mostly dead? So we dug into that a little bit, and as my colleagues at New Mexico In-Depth and I have reported, one of the elements at play here is that there's a lot of money coming from the industry and their lobbyists. There are two dozen lobbyists at least working on this issue at the Capitol, and just since May of last year, they've spent more than $300,000, most of it on campaign contributions, but also some of it on wining and dining. We found that the industry gave thousands of dollars in campaign contributions, for example, to the Republicans on the committee that tabled this bill this week. It didn't give any to the Democrats, who all voted in favor of this cap. What does that mean, you might ask? I don't know. But polls show us that New Mexicans think that their politicians are corrupt. They believe that they are corrupt. So when you look at this money and you look at these votes, even if there's absolutely no correlation at all between the money and the votes, the perception will be there.
I understand they've also been discussing a proposal to legalize recreational marijuana, and I just reported on that earlier. That sounds like it's kind of dead, too?
It's really dead. Hmm. It's not just mostly dead. I think it's really, really dead. The House Agricultural, Water, and Wildlife Committee just put a stake right through its heart, and they put some garlic around its neck, and they buried it pretty deep. But, you know, the Democrats didn't even put up a fight on this one. And it's just not politically popular right now. I think everybody's waiting for more information about what happens in other states. There are a couple other bills out there still. One would try to do the same thing by amending the Constitution. There's another proposal to decriminalize them. The governor's not going to sign anything, and I don't think it'll make it to a constitutional amendment.
Now, I understand that abortion's also been discussed at the Roundhouse, and New Mexico has fairly liberal laws about it, and House Republicans, though, are trying to make them more strict this session. What's going on there?
Yeah, our laws are more liberal than our legislature, and especially now since the Republicans have taken over the House. But we saw two bills introduced this week. One of them is a late-term abortion ban, and by late-term, we mean after 5 months of pregnancy. There are exceptions in this bill for cases of rape, incest, or sexual abuse, and it has bipartisan support. There are a lot of conservative Democrats here who are pro-life. The second bill would require teens to notify their parents before getting an abortion. And it's likely that these bills will probably come up for a floor vote in the House at least. The Senate is another question. And it's, you know, what we're looking at is how they filter through committee, because the pro-life folks have a majority on the Senate floor. But will these bills make it through Senate committees? We're not sure.
Now, gun laws have also been on the table, and lawmakers are considering a proposal to require background checks at gun shows. Tell us about that effort.
Yeah, there's a big hearing tomorrow. It's scheduled for 2 o'clock. These things do change and get postponed. But the gun control supporters are planning a big rally for about 12:30 at the Roundhouse. And the National Rifle Association is mobilizing its members to contact lawmakers. The gun supporters say this bill won't reduce crime, that guns used in crimes don't come from gun shows, and that it's better to enforce current laws. But supporters say this isn't about armed robberies. It isn't only about crime. And they point to that case we saw this week with the three-year-old who accidentally found a gun and shot both of his parents. New Mexico is a very gun-friendly state, so I wouldn't expect to see this go anywhere.
Gwyneth, thank you so much for all this work and for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Gwyneth Doland is reporting on this year's legislative session in Santa Fe for our People, Power, and Democracy Project. Our partners are New Mexico In Depth, New Mexico PBS, and the UNM Communication and Journalism Department. Funding for the project comes from the Thornburg Foundation and the Lukes Family Fund. You can find out more online, KUNM.org. Just click under news.